There's fresh fodder today for the economic worry warts among us. The government reports that consumer prices fell last month by the largest amount in a year and a half, 0.3%, mostly due to a big drop in energy prices. Just yesterday, the government reported that wholesale prices fell by a record 1.9% in April. While falling prices may sound like good news for consumers, they also highlight a potential risk that Federal Reserve policymakers alluded to last week, deflation, a long period of falling prices which cripples economic growth. Mark Zandi is chief economist at economy.com, and he joins us now. Mr. Zandi, how worried should we be about deflation?
Well, it is a risk. The possibility is there, particularly if the economy continues to slide away and we see more job cuts. But at this point, I think the deflation threat is still very unlikely.
There are some industries where falling prices have been a reality for some time. The auto industry, for one, where prices have fallen more than 1% over the past year. What's going on there?
Well, that's right. We have seen outright price declines or deflation for many of the goods that we buy. Vehicles are the most notable. Vehicle prices have been steadily falling for really the past 3-5 years. The problem there is that the automakers are working very hard to prop up demand. We're all getting a bit satiated with our vehicle purchases. We bought a lot of cars in recent years, and the automakers have to work very hard to get people out and buying. The other concern or problem the automakers are having is that psychology is starting to shift. Consumers are beginning to realize that prices may fall further, and once they begin to think that the price of something is going to be lower in the future, they may put off a purchase, and that makes it doubly hard for producers and manufacturers, like the vehicle manufacturers, to get people out buying.
So that psychological component that you just mentioned, the expectations that prices will stay low, how does that play into deflation?
Well, that's the real concern, that psychology is starting to set in, that people think that prices will decline. And if they think they're going to decline, then they're going to put off purchasing. If they put off purchasing, that means businesses will have to work doubly hard and cut prices further. And you get into this very debilitating, reinforcing downward cycle, something that we don't want to get into.
I would think, though, that there would be a possible upside to all this. Low prices presumably would also encourage people to buy things, and that could help a sluggish economy, I would think.
Well, everything in moderation, right? I mean, at this point, the low prices and the disinflation, the slower growth in inflation that we're experiencing has actually been a boost to the economy. You're right. If we can go out and buy more without having to pay as much, that's great and keeps consumers out buying, keeps the economy rolling. And that's exactly what's happened up to this point. The concern, though, is that if we see outright price declines, then businesses are just going to suffer. They're going to have to scramble to maintain profitability. The way they do that is cut costs, and the way they cut costs is to cut jobs. And if they cut jobs, then people can't spend. So you get the point that if we have a slow and stable inflation, that's great. But if we start seeing broad-based price declines or deflation, that becomes a problem pretty quickly.
Okay. Mark Zandi, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Mark Zandi is chief economist at economy.com.